This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Con, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Long is off this week. So we were talking about John Harbaugh is going to speak today. And what do we think the reaction will be to questions about Chuck Clark's tweet? Now, I went back on Twitter. I retweeted the response from Chuck Clark. It's gone. I went to Chuck Clark's Twitter page, and I think he's deleted that tweet. And basically what happened, there was another player in the league that was talking about hard work and how much time he's put in, people undervalue him, blah, 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 and how he's unhappy, and he'll show everyone. And Chuck Clark responded to that basically saying, yeah, you know, it's basically I know how it feels, and the way it sounded like I'm going through that right now. Like, you put in all this hard work and nobody appreciated it. The guy had said he'd been comes in day one, undervalued, becomes a starter. Mm-hmm. All he's done is make plays and all he does is get criticized. So,
all that's true.
Yeah. And look, Chuck Clark's been a really good player, but the business side of this sucks for a lot of guys, where you realize that you could still play at an extremely high level, but they can find somebody that's younger and cheaper, or, mm-hmm. A situation presents itself, like Kyle Hamilton slips to you in a draft and you go, well, we get him for 5 years on the cheap and he's supposed to be one of the best players. Yeah. We have safeties. We don't need a safety per se, but we're going to improve in this area. This is going to better our team. And then, of course, you see what happens with Chuck Clark, and he's done nothing but everything they've asked him to do. So I do feel bad for him, but it's a business.
It's a business. It is. It's unfortunate. But, and it's funny. They all know it. They all say it until it becomes real. Sorry. They just do.
Well, what do you think Harbaugh says today about this? I mean, because he's been very good at kind of dismissing some of this stuff, but he will be asked about it. It is a difficult situation because I think Harbaugh really likes Chuck Clark. I think the Ravens love him.
I think so, too.
But you found something that you think can be
better. They got rid of Earl Thomas because of him. Mm-hmm. Seriously, think about how much he means to the team. Like, Earl Thomas was, either criticized or picking a fight with whatever. And next thing you know, Earl Thomas, the best generation, the safety of the generation, he's gone. You're done. Bye.
I thought they got rid of Earl Thomas because he was in love with his brother.
No.
Oh.
I do miss them in the building, though.
Yeah. Oh, they were in your building.
Yeah.
That's right. They lived at the same place you do.
Yeah.
Any invites over there? No.
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 No. So I didn't invite them to mine.
Wish my brother loved me as much as Earl Thomas' brother did. My favorite thing about all that stuff when it went down, and there were rumors about him and his brother sharing a bed and sharing women and all this other weird stuff that was going on. Somebody found an old tweet from like 2012 where Earl Thomas, all he tweeted was, I love my brother. And that was getting retweeted. It's like, did he post that last night until people looked at the date of it? But, with Chuck Clark, again, a really good, solid player. Don't know that he'll ever be a Pro Bowler. Don't know that, mm-hmm. I think there's value in having that player. But that being said, he believes he's a starter now, and he should be, could be with a lot of teams in this league. So ultimately what I think happens is once they figure out cuts and everything else, I think Chuck Clark's going to get traded to someone.
To the one.
There were rumors the Giants were interested. I think the Eagles were another team. I mean, there's plenty of teams that should be interested in a safety that's not all that expensive that's a good player.
Well, I can imagine right now, especially, I wouldn't be surprised if they're asking him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because they think highly of enough of him, they may say, like, where would you like to go if we can make a deal?
Is there a situation here? And I want to hear from fans. What do you think should happen? 410-583-1057 with Chuck Clark. Because, you look at it, and I don't know how much you get back for safety. Like, he's a solid player. Like, mm-hmm. I hate doing this, but like comparing guys. Like, we could sit here and say two guys are really good, but one can be better.
Tyrann Mathieu was up this year. He was free agent.
Yeah. So, if they went out and signed Tyrann Mathieu, again, it's still a different situation because I don't see them going out and overspending on a free agent. But in the draft, when someone falls to you and you get them for 5 years, it makes perfect sense.
Yes.
And drafting a safety, like, there are a lot of teams that don't want to draft a safety in the top 10. but they're still valuable. I still go back to, I'm not telling you this kid's going to be Ed Reed or anything like that, but you can't tell me how much of a difference maker Polamalu, Brian Dawkins, Ed Reed, Tyron Matt,
Ken Houston, you know, you can pick go on a guy, this, Ronnie Lott, yeah. John Lynch, so Ed History. I mean,
like, I go back to what Tom Brady said. Anytime he played the Ravens, the first thing on his wristband was fine 20.
It was 20.
Yeah. Right. That, it just tells you the difference that a guy can make on a team like this. So I don't know. It's a tough spot for Chuck Clark because, again, I think he's a good player. I think Kyle Hamilton has the chance to be a great player. Does that mean he's going to be? No, but I'm going to kick the tires and see what happens.
Like everybody else, he hasn't taken a snap in the NFL yet. But he certainly has, from all accounts, he has the potential.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Rashawn's in Baltimore. Rashawn, what do you think about Chuck Clark?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I think they should put him on a trading block, man. Him, Justice Hill, package them, see if they can get, like, some type of pass rusher, man, some type of veteran pass rusher or something.
You keep bringing up Justice Hill, man.
Well, I mean, because I want to see the guy flourish somewhere else. I know he's not going to flourish in this offense, you know, man. But guy has talent. We seen it that year when everybody was out with COVID and we played against the Steelers like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. He had a great game, you know. I just wish he get more opportunities to play.
Rashawn bringing up Justice Hill reminds me of when I was trading baseball cards as a kid. Some kid's like, I'll give you this Ellis Burks for your Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. You ain't getting anything for Justice Hill. I mean, you can throw him in a package, and I'm not even trying to dismiss Justice Hill. It's not even just him. It's the fact that he's a running back. When Saquon Barkley's name was mentioned about getting traded.
Yeah.
And people were saying, well, you might get a mid-round pick for him. So what are you going to get for Justice Hill? A guy that hasn't popped at the NFL level yet.
And I just find it funny. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, maybe it's opportunity cost that he's not out there, but I haven't seen anything from him when he's been out there to say, hey, you can get something of value for him.
I just find it funny because fans do that all the time. They make these ridiculous trade ideas. And like, let's say his was, right? But yeah. I remember before we got Manny, we were hunting for a third baseman. We had callers, a couple of them, like, David Wright was available. Going to be like, well, we should talk to the Mets and get David Wright. Like, for who?
Yeah.
What, for a bag of ball? What do you think they're going to want for him? Yeah. Like,
they wanted, well, Zeno's big thing was, today I trade Manny Machado for David Wright. And now look at him. They might be out of the league and
Manny Machado
2 years
fire.
Later. Yeah. Manny Machado might win the MVP in the National League. I mean, look at what the Padres yesterday. Are doing. Yeah. Jeez. Somebody said, look at what the Padres are doing without the best player on their team.
Yeah.
And we'll see when they get Tatis back and how things look there. But you know, going back to the stuff with the trades, and people do this all the time. Like, if you come up with a trade idea, and Rashawn didn't throw a player's name out. He just threw a position saying, hey, go try to get another vet pass rusher. But, you know, when people throw out these trade ideas, why don't you put the shoe on the other foot and say, would you accept that trade if you were the other team?
Well, that you have to. You have to throw that out there. You have to.
I got a guy in my fantasy baseball league that he picks up three guys off the waiver wire and then offers those three guys to me for my best player every single week. Like, what is this? Who would, like, why on earth would, you think there's one time that I'm accidentally going to accept it?
Right.
Like, that's the only reason you could send that. Just dumb.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.